USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the murders that took place at a Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida in December were an act of terrorism.
This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
The Attorney General continues,
after al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is honoring the North Texas Church security team leader who killed a murderer. Abbott called Jack Wilson a hero while giving him the Medal of Courage outside the Texas Capitol.
When faced with an evil that few of us can ever comprehend, Jack Wilson responded with strength, with bravery, and with love for those in the church that day.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The man accused of attacking people with a machete as they celebrated Hanukkah in Rockland County, New York, is pleading not guilty to federal hate crimes during a court appearance on Monday. Grafton Thomas is pleading not guilty to 5 counts of attempting to kill victims based on their religion and 5 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs by attempting to kill with a weapon. A famous Mustang has sold for big bucks. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the 1968 Mustang that was driven by actor Steve McQueen in the movie Bullet, believed to have been the best car chase ever filmed. Sean Kiernan putting it on the auction block in Florida Sunday. The car had sat in Kiernan's family garage for 40 years and then spent 2 years touring the world. The car sold at auction to an anonymous buyer for $3.4 million.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Tuesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be discussing the next steps on impeachment with House Democrats. The expectation is a vote to send impeachment articles and name impeachment managers sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Speaker of the House Pelosi is doing no favors for those Democrats running for president in 2020.
The Iowa caucus is on February 3rd. Bernie Sanders is in first place. And what this does is this benefits Joe Biden. This harms Senator Sanders, who is in first place and could become their nominee, because he will be stuck in a chair because Nancy Pelosi held the papers different than what she said to the American public why she had to move so urgently.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. As cleanup continues from the weekend ash plume from the Taal volcano, more ash fall and an early morning earthquake has Filipinos on edge. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Mass evacuations from the area of the volcano, a popular tourist attraction, are underway. But over 150,000 in the southern Luzon province are grappling with a lack of power and drinkable water. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered government agencies to provide aid to the thousands of affected residents. But now a late-night 4.0 magnitude earthquake has people more on edge and fearing a predicted eruption and heavy lava flow on the volcano.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.